Blog Talk Radio.
Power of the mind. Put on the whole armor of God. As you may
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh Radio, Yahweh Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We do a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Tribe Yada, YHDH, part number 141. It's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. So we're going to see who all will be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 141. We're going to see who will be on stage for another episode, 141. Got a lot of memos coming in. It'll be a few minutes late, according to what I see flashing on the network right now. It'll be a few minutes late, okay? But she won't be on stage for the next episode, part number 141. And he'll tell you all about the broadcast when he comes to the stage. All right, let's see if we find the young lion and see if he's ready to go. The young lion, up and coming teacher out of Cap 1. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be with you there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, young lion. Excellent. Yes, sir.
I got word from the mothers letting me know they're going to be some minutes late. So just to inform you,
Hallelujah,
they're going to be a few minutes late.
Yeah, Hallelujah, Yahweh. But Mother D.F. Israel said, listen. She said, I'm ready to go. Old Mother D.F. Israel, she got that same vibe. She said, okay. All right, see, you know, I normally drag my feet, but I'm ready to go now. I mean, hey, that's what time it is. That's Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be to that Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D.F. Israel. See, you know, one thing we do know, Mother D.F. Israel, let's tell you something, say, I'm in this thing to win it, and I got my eye on you, too. Although you're told me to kind of keep eye on them young lions, I'm watching them, too. But don't think I ain't watching you, too, now. But one thing about it, my salvation on the line, and this thing got to go according to as it is written. That's the thing, Mother D.F. Israel. Hold everybody accountable, because this thing is for real. And that's what I'm saying. We got to get in order. Once we're in order, Yahweh is going to pass the double. I'm telling you what time it is. When you're in order, when everybody knows they roll, Yahweh is going to pass the double. All right, we got our elder on finally came to the network. We're going to bring our elder in, and he's going to tell you all about the broadcast. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at this. A lot of new members were saying, this name, YHW, can give us a little more clarity on it. We will, after our elder come in and let you know who is, whatever the Almighty put on him to tell you about take number 141, we bring our elder in. So meet the elder with a loud voice. He said, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahweh be with you there, see right here.
And Yahweh bless you, see his brother, see his brother. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, there, old Mr. Tills. So I can tell you one thing. The fox tail have been lifted. The curtain have went up. And on the international side, over 500,000 plus ready to go. So they ready to hear the old elder. And I'm ready to hear the elder, too. So, elder, Mr. Tills, take your time and address this national audience. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I would definitely have to say, Yahweh bless you once again. Seer Israel of Seed Royal. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous word of Yahuwah. And I always say that is a good thing. Because many people, they forgot the direction that they need to go. They usually confuse the word, or they receive that overly loud bump the gums contest to figure being forced into where they should not go. They forgot what it said in St. John chapter 14, verse number 6. Verse 6 says, Yahuwah the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And many have forgot that. And we try to get that out there best we can, conversationally wise, having you to open your book called the Bible. Now, the way we get it to you might be described in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6. 6 says, But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifested among you in all things. This is why we stay in the word of Yahuwah and try to bring it to you as it's written. Because we don't have much distance to lean either left or right. There's only one path to go, as it tells us in 2 Esther, chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8. Had to tell a pastor this earlier. It really kind of baffled him. Verse 7 says, The entrance therefore is narrow, yet set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8. And only one path between them both, even between the fire and water so small that there could only be one man go there at once. You know, we looked at the verse in Matthew's. Matthew's chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 said, Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go then thereat. 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Well, we definitely find it in the voices of the true Israelites, and we try to lead those that want to follow that right direction. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We always come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the Bible books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, the current time, is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. Now, the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, Give unto the Yahuwah, all your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building that school that we often mention that is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during the live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our online live broadcast. We even have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael, that's yahdyisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh money. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a dial tone. But remember what I said before in the book of Sirach, which speaks very well about that. In the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over a thousand. That's like having six cooks to make one cake. The outcome, I have no clue what it would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to remind you, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you see, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder man, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will just receive a dial tone. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579 for all questions and comments. But for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to that entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to do this, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, just choose the program that you are late logging into or any particular day you see that's listed that you would like to listen. And also, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our story of Yahweh on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Your finest of Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During that time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But keeping the scriptures in mind, remember, We have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So in that reason, we say 1 Corinthians takes place, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all churches of covenant of the saints." So we can start to do this. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
All right, yo, hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. That's excellent. So we're going to get something going on. I'm looking at a couple of memos, and I want to take a look back and look at some statements that was made. We're going to take care of a little bit of that, too. Got a lot of stuff on the table to take care of. And got a question from the big dignitary around a lot of these saints. Seer, John 3:16. John, what about John 3:16? What about John 3:16? We'll see. Can we bring up something on John 3:16? You know, John 3:16 remind me of back in the days, and that's the key word. If you really look at John 3:16, it tells you it's talking about back in the days. We'll bring it out. All right, good enough. So let's see if we bring the young lion find the our theme verse of Matthew chapter 10 and chapter 10 in Matthew there, young lion. What it says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 or 19? What do it say we can get going on there on the special edition called Thursday evening? What it say there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that you shall be delivered up. No doubt about it. He said that's the part that mystifies us, that you shall be delivered up. If you're going to come in into the word of Yahuwah, don't you know you're going to be delivered up? And that's the part we have a problem with. Before we do any of that, Mother D of Israel, run to the book of Hebrews for a minute before we get some Luke 12:12. See, this is not as creamable as you think it is from the get-go. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 4 down to verse number 9, what does it say that we can read in Hebrews 12, Mother D.F. Israel, chapter 12, verse 4, down to verse 9. What does it say that we can read? Come on.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4 to 9. Verse 4. "You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Verse 5. "And you have forgotten the exaltation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastising of Yahuwah, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." Verse 6. "For whom Yahuwah loveth, he chasteth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives." Verse 7. "If you endure chastising, Yahuwah deal with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" Verse 8. "But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons." verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which correct us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of the Spirit and living and live?
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that you're going to be chastised.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you rather be chastised now to come into the word of Yahweh? If you do not get chastised, meaning corrected,
mm-hmm.
and you have a problem with receiving order about things, either mm-hmm. then you are a bastard. So a bastard mm-hmm. has nothing to do with being a woman or have a baby and don't have a husband. See, that's mm-hmm. Christianity. No, being a bastard is those that see the word of Yahweh, YHWH, and then come up another way. St. John 10:1. That will make you a bastard. So it have nothing to do with that woman, look at her, got that little bastard child holding his hand walking to the store. No. Bastard when you ignore what's written in his Bible and then you try to come up another way. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, precept that before I get me some Luke. Before I get some Luke 12:12, give me 2 Peter chapter 2:10. 14. 2 Peter 2:10 to 14. Then we'll give us Luke 12:12. So, I understand something. We come on this airways to correct you and your understanding of everything that you have been taught. You have to hold that point. Brother Micaiah, everything you have been taught in 14:34 seconds. Ezra, what you got to do? According to 2 Ezra 14:34, what you got to do? 2 Ezra 14:34. What you got to do that, young lion?
Going to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34, read. Therefore, if so be that you will to do your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive. And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say there, young lion?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 5. I believe that. Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 5. Young lion, what it say?
Turn to the book of Proverbs, verses 1 through 5. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, my son, forget not my law, but let your mind keep my Torah instruction. Verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your mind. Verse 4, so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and man. Verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your mind and lean not unto your own understanding.
So he says, trust in Yahweh and lean not unto your own understanding. That's what he says. Now, young lion, come back in a minute, Mother dear of Israel, young lion. So I'm watching these memos come in as we speak. So I'm trying to make adjustment as we unfold this thing. So, In the second book of Ezra, so here is You know, a statement is written in the second book of Ezra, there, young lion. And it tells us to, in the 10th chapter, verse 17, can you help me out? Second Ezra, 10:17, and go to St. John, chapter 4:16, go back-to-back with that. Let's see what it says here. So, see, I'm getting message from Seer. Don't call us out. Okay. 10:17, what it says in Second Ezra.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 10, verse 17. 17 reads, go your way then into the city to your husband.
4:16 of St. John. So Ezra, the woman had her big black mouth running. Ezra cut her off and says in 10:17, go thy way with your big black mouth to the city to thy husband. 4:16. And when he came in the body, what was said in 4:16?
The book of John, chapter 4, verse 16. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, Yahweh the Son saith unto her, go, call your husband, and come here.
You see? So Yahweh the Son pulled the same verse in 10:17, the order of things. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 14:33-35. So he pulled these verses, and I'm trying to comment without calling you out. Don't call me out. But I just got a problem with, if I got to run my mouth, I got to go to my husband. Well, I understand that. 14:34. See, we just the messenger. We just going to show you the order of the Bible. 14:33 or 35 says what?
You said second. What you say second? What? I missed that one.
Well, second Corinthians 14:33 out of verse 35, what it say?
You want First Corinthians?
Yeah, okay, First Corinthians.
Okay,
I'm trying to answer the questions on the run. I'm trying to answer the questions on the run, so if, you know, be prepared to pull it out. 14:33-35, First Corinthians there. Y'all lying? Come on.
Okay, First Corinthians, chapter 14. Verse 33 reads, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Verse 34, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. Verse 35. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church.
Mm-hmm. Good. So now, Mother of Israel, in that second book of Peter, 2:10, what do we say? Let's read a little bit down. 2:10, I said 14, but make it 15 now. 2:10, I want to answer these questions real quick that I'm getting from this, I ain't going to call her name out, female overseer. What it says, we can read in 2 Peter chapter 2:10-15, Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 to 15. Verse 10. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed.
What he says, and that's talking about, and that verse is talking about anointed leadership. He says, you despise anointed leadership. Remember, the seer ain't going to anoint anyone for a position unless they qualify for it through the wrinkles. So when somebody anointed come to you and break them down to you, he not going to have no one that is not qualified to give you a Bible answer. So you, but you cannot despise anointed leadership. Anointed leadership is your only way back. So that's what it means in verse 10. They have a problem with anointed leadership, male and female. Anointed leadership. Verse 11. Come on.
Verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, being not reveling accusation. Huh?
Go ahead. Verse 11.
Verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before Yahweh. Verse 12. But these...
Hold that point. Let me get left. Hold on. Let me get one at a time. Let me get in there one at a time. He said, now, you're not greater than the angels. He said, the angels don't bring railing accusation to Yahweh. They don't do it. But we have a tendency to always anoint leadership. And he was using an example on the angels. They don't even bring raven accusations against them. Huh? So if you're not powerful than the angel, let the Bible unfold itself, because if Yahweh put you in that position, Yahweh will take you out of that position. So let the process unfold without always looking for some reason to run your big black fat mouth. Go ahead and read.
Verse 12. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly take it.
Hold that part. See that word again? So we see that word called taken. And see, now we don't broke down with the word taken. That's what you don't want to be taken. Because if you're going to be taken, you're going to be what? What about being taken again, Mother D of Israel? See, sometimes you stumble up on something, on the way or something. But we try to tell you, when two in the field and one taking the one left, we ask a lot of big dignitaries, what you want to be? Well, you know, big dignitary tell me, especially out of a lot of these things, well, we're going to be taking up with the Lord. Yeah, but taking up to the Lord to be what? Now we can tell you what you'll be taking up to the Lord to be done. See, they told me the 12 disciples of the Latter-day Saints. Said, well, you know, we're waiting on the Lord to take us. I said, yeah. I said, well, I don't have an answer for you right now, but guess what? You know, Yahweh, in that very same hour, he'll give me the answer. So now he's telling you right now, Mother D of Israel tell you exactly now, when you be taken, exactly what's going to happen to you. Watch your Mother D of Israel drop the hammer, drop the hammer on you right now and call your verse out again.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption.
Ain't that something? You get the man saying? So you see, and that's why we have to, we're going to get on John 3:16, because we understand what you're saying on every perspective. But in the same token, those that's left is the one that Yahuwah is going to bring to the kingdom. The one that's taken, he's going to take it to the fire and burn you in the fire. And matter of fact, young lion, what's going to happen in the fire, we go on peep and take a little look at it. Hold that point, mother. So we got to let the spirit unlock the lesson. Oh, in Isaiah 66:24, let's see what's going to happen, young lion, brother Micaiah, when you are taken to the fire. Let's see what's going on in the fire that we can read in Isaiah 66:24. What's going on in the fire that we can read there, young lion?
The book of Isaiah 66:24. Verse 24 reads, "And they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh."
So the worm that's taken, where are they going to be at, according to verse 24, young lion? When Yahuwah send them big mental spirits, them angels down there to take them, according to 66:24. Or the book of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66:24 reads, "And they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the man that hath transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh." It will be taken from.
Well, since I didn't get my answer, let me go on precept the Bible. I'll precept it. Let's go to Mark chapter 9, that young lion, pick up verse 42. Maybe we can find out where they're going to when they be taken. Maybe we can find out in writing in Mark 10:42 down to verse 39. "And mother dear of Israel, I'll meet you in the book of Luke. I'll meet you somewhere in Luke to precept that." So one left and one taken. Let's find out what's going on in Mark chapter 9:42 down to verse 50. "And mother, I'm going to meet you somewhere in Luke around about the 16th chapter." Come on, young lion.
The book of Mark chapter 10, verse 42 down to 50. Verse 42 reads, "So Yahuwah the Son called them to him and said unto them, You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise Yahuwahship over them. And their great ones..."
Hold on there, young lion. Make that 942. Make that 942 down in verse 50. Thank you. Thank you for catching that error I put on the table. Make it 9:42 down to verse 50.
Book of Mark, the 9, verse 42 down to 50. Verse 42 reads, "And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a mouth and a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea." Verse 43. "And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 44. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 45. And if your foot offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter hope into life, and having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Verse 46. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47. And if their eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Verse 48. Where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 49. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Verse 50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will you season? Have salt in yourself, and have peace one with another.
Mm-hmm. So, he says, the place that you will be taken to is hell fire. And let's get a case in point, Mother D. F. Israel, in the 16th chapter of Luke. He said, where you're going to is hell fire. And let's get a case in point that we're going to bust hell fire wide open in Luke chapter 16:19. Mother D. F. Israel. You know, I do what I want to do. I wear what I want to wear. Let's get a case in point. We're going to bust hell fire wide open in the 16th chapter, verse 19.
Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fair
substantially every day. I mean, he was all good, but he was a rich man. And so what was his attire, mother? What did he like to wear by being a rich man?
Purple and fine linen.
Uh-huh. Get down to verse 23. Let's find a little bit more about this. Purple
wine
and fine linen. Verse
23. Verse 23. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and sees Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Whoa, what was he at? Was that
purple
monkey, Israel?
He was in torment.
What was he at? Now, what was he at?
In hell.
Verse 23. What was he at?
In hell. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you can read that, huh?
Then what to read?
You can read that those that got that purple on, they definitely, they will end up well in verse 23.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment.
Okay, good. Skip down to verse 27.
Verse 27. 16:27. Then he said, I pray you, therefore, Father, that thou couldest send him to my father's family.
Mm-hmm. 28.
For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
What place is that in verse 23?
Hell.
And what was he wearing in verse 19?
Fine linen.
Yeah, the Bible tell the story, you know. Yeah, it'll tell you the story, you know. And Brother Micaiah in the 17th chapter, pick up verse 1 of Revelation, Brother Micaiah. It tell you the story. All you gotta do is just follow the script. Just let Yahweh lead you to tell the story. Let's go to 17 verse 1 of the book of Revelation. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah. Let's get a little bit more. 17 verse 1. Come on.
Book of Revelation. Chapter 17 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, And there came one of the seven ministering spirits, which had the seven vows, and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5.
Stop it there. Read verse 4 again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out the end of that in the 18th chapter of Revelation. And let's find out what's going to happen if you continue with that. Remember, we read, and Mother D. of Israel read about, if you cannot stand chastising, then you are a bastard. See, chastising is correcting you before it's too late. So now in the 18th chapter, End Time Prophecy, let's see what we can read in verse 12, 16. And well, let's get 12 and 16 out the way, and then we'll get that final verse. Let's see what it says in Revelation 18, verse 12 and 16 there, young lion.
The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 12 and verse 16. Verse 12 reads, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all dining wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of bronze, brass, and iron, and marble. Verse 16. And saying, at last, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls.
And what happened to it in verse 21?
Verse 21. And a mighty ministering spirit took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city, Babylon, be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all.
Why so in verse 16 and 12? Why so? Why so, according to verse 16 and 12?
The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 16 and verse 12. 16 reads, and saying at last, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls, verse 12, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all dyed wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble.
And what happened to him again, verse 21?
Verse 21. And a mighty ministering spirit took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
Well, let's go back to Mother D. of Israel. coming back to that Second Peter, so you watch them with that purple on, and they can find their $10 now, but it was all said and done according to end time prophecy. It's going to cause you a trip into the lake of fire. Matter of fact, in 19 verse 5 of St. John, did something happen that we need to know about Micaiah? What happened to St. John 19 verse 5? Let's see, what is that to you? Let's see exactly what's going on. What is that to you around St. John 19 verse 5? Brother Micaiah, 19 verse 5. What is that? Mother D.F. Israel, pick it up. Pick it up, 19 verse 5, Mother D.F. Israel.
St. John.
Yeah, 19 verse 5. Pick it up.
St. John, chapter 19, verse 5. Then came Yahuwah the Son forth, wearing the crown of thorns of the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, behold the man.
See that? So they brought Yahuwah, stripped him of his clothes, his royal blue garment or white garment, depending on what time it were. And they put him in a purple. They put him in a purple, and they brought him before the children of the people and said, here's your king, with purple on, see? So purple is a mark too. That's marking us, children of Israel. That is a mark. That is marking us, you know, by us having that on and not knowing the history. It might look good into the world, but they was marking him. They said, behold your king with that purple on. Behold your king. So, Brother Micaiah, so we found out that purple is, they mark Yahuwah the Son. But in 1 Peter chapter, 2:20 and 21, Brother Micaiah, what does it say in 1 Peter chapter 2:20 and 21? Can you help the OC out? You know, I'm trying to lay a little foundation down because, like I said again, we keep telling you when it's all said and done, once we in order, the big dignitaries have no choice, but they said, serious, seem like you marking us. We want to know about John 3:16, and you talking about what we wear in our clothing. When you going to talk about John 3:16? When I get ready? When the Spirit of Yahuwah lead me to talk about John 3:16? But right now, I want to show you that bottom line is, you know, that most big dignitaries, that is they outfit, and we are the children of Israel. We like to follow their lead. But I'm told us plainly, and Mother D of Israel, I'm told us plainly in Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and 16, it told the children of Israel plainly something that we can read, Mother D of Israel, Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and 16.
Numbers chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. 16, one Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
Mm-hmm. So the lead by example, Mother D of Israel, and the 15th chapter of Numbers 15, 37 through 40, we got the lead by example. So he said, now look, if you know you are a bloodline member of the children of Israel, you got to lead by example. You see, the purple wearing is for the big dignitaries of the 17 nations. That is their colors, and what they're, and when they put it on you, it's to mark you, just like they marked Yahweh the Son in 19 verse 5, when they brought him before all the big dignitaries and children of Israel and said, behold your king with a purple robe on. See, that's a marketing to you. See, you got to understand something. If you a member of the children of Israel, Yahweh gave you specific what he wants you to do in 1537. And we just watch you and see, do you apply what Yahweh say? What do you say, Mother, we can read? 1537, Numbers to 40.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So the children of Israel, if they wearing the fringes for a fashion statement, what is the reason children of Israel supposed to wear fringes, Mother D. of Israel?
To remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
See, he said the fringes will talk to you. It'll talk to you and tell you you in order or out of order. See, it's more than just a fashion statement. It's to remember to keep Yahweh's Torah instruction. So when we do jump down in St. John 3:16, we'll take care of it. But what it says in 22 verse 12, Mother D. of Israel, or Deuteronomy, 22:12.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith thou coverest yourself.
So that is rules and regulations on what you're supposed to do. If you are a member of the children of Israel, you have to lead by example. So there it is. Now, Brother Micaiah, what do we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, down to verse 22? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, what are we saying?
Book of 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 read, for what honor is it if when you be buffed for your fault, you should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahweh. Verse 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his step. Verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
No.
So I'll read that verse again. He says, verse 21,
the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21. 21 reads, "For even hereto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps."
What example did he leave us that that we can read, young lion? He left us an example in the 19th chapter of Matthew. What example did he leave us that we can read in the 19th chapter? You say he left us an example. What example did he leave us? I'm kind of struggling right now, but we got to get a case in point on his example. So, in the book of Matthew, he said he left us an example there, young lion. We need to paint the picture that, you know, before we get to John 3:16, see, we got to paint the picture. He said an example was left. I need to read the example that he did leave that we can read. Then we start heading toward John 3:16. And Matthew 16, verse 19 through 21. Let's see what it says in Matthew 9:19-21. We're looking for the example that he then find your compact Bible dictionary and see what this word means. But because like I said, it got one word, but it really means this other word that mother just said twice. But they put another word there, an example. So we're going to go into the compact Bible dictionary and see what this word really means. So he said he left us an example. So what was the example that we can read in the 9th chapter, verse 19 to 21? Let's talk about it in Matthew 9:19-21. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 19 down to 21. Verse 19 reads, "And Yahweh the Son arose and followed him, and so did his father." Verse 20, "And behold, a woman which was deceived with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment." Verse 21, And she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole."
Well, on that point, she touched the hem of his garment, which is polluted for what word when you go in your Bible dictionary and look up hem? She touched the hem of his garment. See, when it's time to raise the level of a teaching and explaining, when we read the word hem, we got to pronounce sentences on the word hem, because hem is a polluted word for what word? She touched the hem of what? Let's go to the Bible, Compact Bible Dictionary, and look up the word hem. What do that word really mean? What is polluted for? Hems of a garment.
Okay, reading from Zondervan's Compact Bible Dictionary, page 224, the word hem of a garment, fringes on the borders of Yahdash
Root. Mm-hmm. Exactly that. So when you jump down and read this Bible in the 9th chapter, when you jump down to 19 and run across the word hem, you have to pronounce sentences on that word, because hem is a polluted word for fringes. So Peter said he left you example to follow him, and what he the one gave the dress code in Numbers 15:37-40. It says the reason why you wear your fringes is to remind you, is a reminder of you to keep the Sabbath day, feast days. You know, get in where you fit in. If some fringes would talk to you, like somebody walking on beside you, the fringes will do that. But if you don't have them on, you'll be leaning on your own understanding. The fringes are going to show you how to stay in order. why you wear your fringes, because you got the thought of the steps of Yahweh. Now go to First John in the back of the book there, young line, and let's see what he said. Now, beloved, had to write on that same thing about, you know, the order thing. So this is what he says in First John. This is what he says. So you got to watch them real carefully and see where the Bible lines up what they talk. It says in what I want. It says in First John chapter 2:4 verse 2. What it says, let's see what I want.
First John chapter 2 verse 4 down to
Four down to verse 8. Yeah, what do it say that we can read in First John chapter 4 verse 2 to 4? What it say? I'm looking for a profound statement. See, he gave the dietary. He, the reason why he gave it wearing the fringes to remind, because he killed the man prior in that verse of 15 chapter 4 doing some things. So he says, if the man would have had his fringes on, would have told him, don't do that on the Sabbath day. So since I had to kill him first, but as a reminder, now I'm going to implement a dress code for children of Israel, and them fringes would talk to them why when they get up and they put the fringes on, or even when you lay down with the fringes on, it'll tell you, you know, when you're in order, when you're not in order. So that's what the fringes will do for you. It'll talk to you. So I'm trying to find that 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Thank you there, Mother dear of Israel. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. 3, 4, and verse number 7. 3, 4, and 7. What does it say? 3, 4, and 7 there, young line. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, 4, and 7.
The book of 1 John chapter 3 reads, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instructions. Verse 4, he that says, I know him, and keep not his Torah instructions, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 7, brother, I write no new Torah instructions unto you, but an old Torah instructions which you had from the beginning. The old Torah instructions is the word which you have heard from the beginning.
So you heard from the beginning. And the beginning was in Numbers when he killed the man in Numbers for gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. He killed the man for that. So he said, okay, well, I killed the man. I can't back up on what I did to him, no doubt about that part. So what I do behind that, I'm going to implement a dress code for the children of Israel where the fringes would talk to you. They snuck that pagan word in called hymns. So don't let that word just get away from y'all. You see that word hymns, you pronounce sense in that word right away. Or just don't even, just put the right word in there, fringes. You ain't got to pronounce nothing on it, just put the word fringes on. When they say hymns, oh, no, they say hymns. Then you go put out your compact Bible dictionary and say, no, the word ham is polluted for fringes. Fringes. So Yahweh the Son had on fringes. Peter says, why don't you be an example? Since he left you an example, and his example was fringes. And if you say you know him and you wear no fringes, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. You should be proud to wear fringes. Because you have somebody to talk to you while you're doing whatever you're doing on a day. Wherever you are, some friends will be talking with you, telling you what you need to know. Let's correct the Mother dear of Israel. She left off in 2 Peter 2. She read verse number 10 through 12. What do we say about Mother dear of Israel in 13 through 15? Mother D.F. Israel. Come on back to that 2 Peter. We know you read 10, 11, and 12. How about 13 mm-hmm. through 15? Then we'll kind of get on this John 3:16, the Latter-day Saint says here, we didn't come to be humiliated on the air about what we wearing. We want to hear about John 3:16. Because the Lord Jesus Christ loves everybody. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But get on that. All right, after Mother take care of this business right here. We'll look at you real carefully, Latter-day Saints, just in a second. Let's see what we can read in 13, 14, 15, and you're on the clock, Mother, come on.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 15, verses 13, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to rout in the daytime, spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they fast with you. 14, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and minds, they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children, 15, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loves the wages of unrighteousness.
Wait a minute, Mother. You dropped too much in that, Mother. You said they what kind of people are there in verse 14?
Verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and minds, that they exercise with covetous practice, cursed children.
Huh. What kind of people are these? Mother D.F. Israel?
Verse 15.
Yeah, no, I said, what kind of people are these according to 14? They what kind of people?
Adultery.
According to 14.
And mine that have, I'm trying to say and that cannot
see. Hold on, Mother. Young line. What's in that verse, the number one hit in that verse? They what kind of people?
Sin.
Hey, what kind of people?
Okay.
What kind of people? All right, well, y'all have jumped around long enough. Cursed children they are. Cursed children. That's the number one hit. They are cursed children they are. That was the number one I was looking for in O.C. I was looking for was they was cursed children. That's what they are in verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Cursed children. So now we can precept that and see where that's coming from, Mother, back up to Psalm 37:22. See, now you can precept that. So now you can get an idea. They are cursed children. Huh? That's what he say. The one that would not respect anointed leadership, they are cursed children.
Mm-hmm.
And who are chief with that? Let's see what David says in 37:22. Mother D.F. Israel. She's going to write it down.
Psalms 37, verse 2. For they shall 22. Soon be...
22, verse 22.
Psalms 37, 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off.
Hate that song. Oh, or they're going to be taken. Is that right, Mother? Hey, Mother Beth Israel, that means they're going to be taken, ain't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be taken. He said the ones that's cursed going to be taken. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, read that again. See, you see, that's what I keep telling you. You're six anointed counts. You will run to all this right here, and you got the spirit of Yahweh on you. You be able to deal with it on the run. You ain't got to answer all them questions. He said, wait, you supposed to tell them, Brother Micaiah 2:16 or Daniel. What it say in Daniel 2:16?
Book of Daniel, chapter 2, mm-hmm. verse 16. The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 16, read. Then Daniel went in desire of the king, that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation.
That same thing I told a Latter-day Saint. Give me time to get on the airways, and let the spirit of Yahweh run through me and through the six anointed camps. We'll answer your question. We answer John 3:16, but you got to take this open can up and this butt whooping along the way before you get there. We're going to get on, James. Mm-hmm. We're going to get there, no question about it. You got to get this butt whooping on the way. That's what you got to get. We open a can of butt whooping first. That's what we got to open up first. Now, Mother, you read in the 37:22. One more time again with a little more audio, Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalm chapter 37, verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off.
So if you blessed of him, you gonna be what you got coming? If you blessed
the
of him,
earth. The earth.
And if you cursed of him, what you got coming?
You gonna be taken to the hell.
you see, I just happy when I see the can of a correction is open. See, you got to be open to a can of correction. So now, let's see that David's son make any kind of judgment on what his father said. We go to Proverbs 3:31-33. See, you got to see, would anybody make a judgment? Or do you just go with the flow, the way it is? See, you cannot always just, make a judgment because of, we're going to take care of John 3:16. No doubt about it. But you just cannot just jump down and answer every dot, lining up your ducks with the spirit of Yahweh on you. So we find out that if you are blessed, you'll be left. And if you're taken, you curse. Because the Latter-day Saints, the 12 apostles said, they said, well, we'd be glad when Lord Jesus Christ take us to heaven. I said, well, no, he's not going to take you to heaven. What you mean he's going to take us to heaven? I said, well, I can't answer you right now, but he'll give me an answer, give me time to get on the broadcast, and we'll get you an answer about when you be taken, where you're going. But you'll be able to read for yourself. So what about John 3:16? Well, what about John 3:16? We'll take care of that, too, along the way in the same lesson. We'll take it all once we get it up on the spirit of Yahweh. As a matter of fact, since we said that spirit of Yahweh, let me go get my Bible dictionary out now behind that. See, I knew that was coming out, but in the same token, you got to wait until he tell you, now bring that out. Now, where is my Bible Concordance dictionary? And I just had it in my hand, been having it in my hand for quite a long time, and now I need it. So now I knew I had to bring that in. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is, and I just had the book. Now, put it somewhere. I just had it in my hand. I know I have a move, that book, that I can't put my hand on. Where is it at? So now it's time to go in and bring that out for this national audience. But I got to find out where I put it at. Now, I know about it moving from me, and I just had it in my hand. So you see, Royce, that's how it happens sometimes. So now I got to bypass that until it hit it on the run, and I know I ain't bent nowhere. That's why I tell you, those are the six anointed camps. You got to be prepared to get old seer what he need when the time appointed. Because old seer now put that book down somewhere, and now he can't even find it. He don't know where he put it at. And I ain't went nowhere. So it must not be for me to bring it out right now, because I ain't went nowhere. And I can't find the book to take care of his business, and then the six anointed camps won't raise their hand and say, well, I got it. You know, and the book was right in front of my eyes, too. Here it is right here. As a matter of fact, it's on top of the desk. I just missed it. But it's for me to say, tell you this. That's why I keep telling you, six anointed camps, you got to get ready. You ain't ready. Ain't no sin want to run back and see you deliver the knockout blow. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at the Bible called the Holy Bible, King James Version, Bible Dictionary Concordance. Bible Dictionary Concordance, Old and New Testament, and the King James Version. Translated out of original tongue and probably translated differently, compared and revised. It's been revised. Okay. This is Thomas Nelson. Previous translation, diligently compared and revised. What you said, WCC, pulling that book up right now. Seer, we going to catch you in something tonight. Yeah? Out of this book, well, we know one thing, the Latter-day Saints and WCC and the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, we know they all on one page, but we understand that. But we know what it says that we can read. And what do we read, Brother Mackay, in 1 Samuel chapter 17:47? What did it read? I want to respond to that we're going to catch you in something tonight. So we know the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Church of Mormons, they all together. But what do we have to work with? Let's see. Let's go to our 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47. What are we working with there, Brother Micaiah? Come on. Guy, what are we working with? Pick it up, Brother D, up Israel.
1 Samuel chapter 17, verses...
Pick it up verse 45. Yeah, pick it up verse 45.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled.
Go ahead.
46. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take thine head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel.
Read another verse.
47. And all this assembly shall know, the assembly shall know that Yahweh stays not with sword and spear, for the battle is Yahweh, and he will give you into our hands.
Take that time, yes, right? So you see that? So he don't get in your hand, because the Latter-day Saints said, well, you know, Seer, 12 apostles say, you know, we're going to be taken by the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, yeah, mm-hmm. Take him where? Is it to heaven? So, what you think about that? I said, well, I don't have no answer for it right now, but I get it out on the airwaves. I said, well, by the way, what about John 3:16? I said, what about John 3:16? I said, well, we take care of that on the airwaves, too. But let's take care of the Lord God Jesus right now. Not going to take care of that right now. I got the Holy Bible, the Concordance Dictionary, the King James Version. And we're going to turn to page number. The Concordance Bible Dictionary. Okay, I see you say you got it, WCC, you got it. Okay, I'm on page 20. See what it says here. I'll read it. The Bible Dictionary, Concordance Dictionary, the King James Version, on page 20, it said, Lord, one who have authority over persons or things, hence Lord God as the supreme authority, Jesus as leader during his ministry, and as the Son of God. But in the Old Testament, when large and small capitals are used for Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, the original Hebrew Palutifer Semitic read four letters, YHWH. So whenever you see the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, okay, how you see it, large or capital letters, in the original scriptures, the Strong's, it read in the Semitic four letters, YHWH. They said C, textogrammaton, okay. What is the word textogrammaton? Page 30. The word textogrammaton is a Greek word for the four letters, YHWH. Yeah. So when you see the word called textogrammaton, it is the Greek word for the four letters, YHWH, forming the sacred name of supreme deity, large, whenever the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah appear in the original text, whether it is large or small. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew Palutifer Semitic, it read YHWH. Now, sometimes called Jehovah, Lord, and Jesus. Yeah. So, Lord God, Jehovah is a sometime new word. That's a new thing for YHWH, page 30. Okay, one more, WCC. We go on to page 32 of the same Concordance Bible Dictionary on page 32. It talks about Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, Yahweh, the God of Israel. More correctly, Y-H-W-H in the original Hebrew Palutifer Semitic. According to Jewish customs, Israelite customs, because of reverence, the divine name of Yahweh, YHWH, was not to be spoken. So the Hebrew word for Lord God, Dorka document, I tell you, it was substituted 7,000 times. Whenever the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Jehovah appears in small or capital letters, the original Hebrew, polluted for Semitic, but no vowels, read YAWH. So Yahweh, it was the original name, now called Lord God Jesus Christ, but the Latter-day Saints said they want him to take them. He gonna have his own trouble getting to that fact himself. But YHWH gonna leave those that keep the covenant, and he gonna take the ones that do not keep the covenant to the fact. And the ones that ran purple, which we read earlier part of the lesson, early part of the lesson. All right, so we got that out the way. Now we got that part out the way. Now we clear why we use the name YHWH. Now, young lion, look up the definition of the word LOVED. What do that word mean? LOV. We want to get a dictionary answer to the word. What do the word LOVED mean? Let's see real carefully what that word means. LOVED. What that word means?
Okay, load definition. Reading load definition from the Webster's definition, it means there's a
load. LOVED. What do the word love? LOVED. What do the word love? LOVED means.
Okay. When we look that up, love.
Yeah, love. What does that word mean? Okay. LOVED.
Okay.
LOVED. What that word means? Loved.
Okay, according to the Google dictionary, it means one feel deep affection for someone.
But what kind of word is life. That word? Well, I can't get around from this. The number one definition of love, that's a past tense word. Love means like when you look back over your shoulder back when you was once in high school, you say, see that girl that I used to love that girl right there. I loved that girl. I used to love that boy right there. I used to love that boy. That was LOVED mean. That's a past tense word. Loved. LOVED is a past tense word. When you say to your spouse or whatever, I love you, you don't put, I loved you. I love you. That's L-O-V-E means present. L-O-V-E-D means past tense. You got that word now. If you got that word now, it means I couldn't get it like I wanted. But loved is a past tense word. Oh, yeah, I remember. You know, I had a crush on that young man when I was in college. I used to love that. That was the name. Loved. Now, with that understanding, now let's go to St. John 3:16 and bring that word out, loved. And 3:16, now, Brother Micaiah, what it says in St. John 3:16. Let's see.
Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. The Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16, read. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So, John is talking to Nicodemus. That's why we have to have things in content. He's talking to Nicodemus about Yahweh loved the world. That's a past tense word. Remember, when he was talking to Nicodemus, it was no such thing as no Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. So only thing he could have loved was the world, or something he loved in a past tense. So he loved the world. Now read again, then we'll start breaking it down. He loved the world. He's talking to Nicodemus, one-on-one, John 3:16. And by the time you got to John 3:16, he told Nicodemus, what again in 3:16?
The Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes. Now, good. So now he loved the world. Now let's find out. And whosoever believe in him will have eternal life. There you go. Now, there you go. Now we got enough to work with. But Micaiah, let's go to Acts chapter 2. Let's get the whosoever first. Get the whosoever. Before you go there, Mother D of Israel, give me Joel. Give me Joel. Chapter 2, verse 32. Let's find out a little bit more about it. He said, whosoever. Read John 3:16 while Mother finding that Luke. Read John 3:16 again. I want to make sure we take care of business in grand style. So read John 3:16 one more again. And Mother, meet me over there in Joel 2:32. Come on, Brother Micaiah.
The Book of John. The Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, For Yahweh so loved the world that he... Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's big talk. Hold that point. Let's go to Isaiah 49 for a minute on that one, Bob Micaiah. He loved the world. He loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. Oh, and women, I got to go another way on that. Let's go to the 49th chapter of Isaiah for a minute. And let's see, can we read one verse to kind of wet the beach? Let's see what it says in Isaiah 49, verse 6. 49, verse 6 says what, Brother Micaiah?
The Book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, And he said, It is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Israel, and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
Now, okay, good. All right, we're going. So we got somewhere. Just put it all on the table like a puzzle, and we're going to tighten it all up. Now, Mother D of Israel, let's go to the Book of Acts. We're going to tighten it all up. Put it all over. You know how you're putting a puzzle together. You got a birthday? Come on, give me that Joel. Give me my Joel, mother.
Joel,
hey, mother,
chapter two.
Give me my Joel.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Yagda and in Yagda shall be delivered, as Yahweh has said. And in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call.
So he said, whosoever call on the name. So whosoever call on the name of the four letters, now go to Acts 3, verse number 12. Find out, Acts chapter 2. And pick up at verse number 21. Acts 2:21, Mother D up Israel. What it says in Acts 2:21.
Acts chapter 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
Wait a minute. Hold that point. You just got to reading that, didn't you? We just read the whosoever back then at 2:32 of now.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing different is they put a little bit more to the whosoever. That call on the name of the four letters and verse 22. Whosoever are we talking about? 22.
You men of Israel, hear these words. Yahweh the Son of
Man. Right there. Read that part again. Just that part. Read that again. The whosoever is who? Verse 22.
You men of Israel.
What? Hear these words. You men of Israel, hear these words. So, the whosoever that you read and that you was reading in John 3:16, the whosoever that called on the four letters will be saved. Talking to you men of Israel, hear these words. So there it is right there. Now that's, there we go. So far, you men of Israel, hear these words. So when you read John 3:16, he's talking about some loved. He loved a world. Now we can find out. So now we know, though, whatever this love, the world of whosoever was children of Israel. Now we're hearing that Mother Eve came on the stage. So since Mother Eve came on the stage, we might as well take a look at this Mother Eve. So now whosoever is pointing toward the children of Israel. Correct. And the word loved, E-D, is talking a past tense.
Yes, this is what
not the present. L-O-V-E is saying, you know I love you, I'm talking now. But if I go E-D on you, I'm talking about once upon a time ago. Yeah, I once loved you until you didn't want to fly right. You see? That is me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother D up Israel. I mean, Mother E. Let me bring you to the stage by saying, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you to see you, right?
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we know you got a pretty good handle on what's going on there, Mother E. Loved is something that you remember when you look back at the past, back in your day, and you see that old, maybe you might see the old preacher man. You know, I used to love that old preacher man. So that love with the E-D on it, about what you once did. But if you say, I love that preacher man, you're talking about now. So let's find out a little bit more, Mother E. by going Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 to 8. Help those see it out, Mother Eve. What does it say in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 to 8?
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Verse 6 to 8.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6, for thou art a righteous keeper unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7, Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the truest of all people. Verse 8, but because the Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your father, has the Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Well, that's getting suspicious. I know I'm getting suspicious. Read verse 7 again, Mother. I'm getting kind of suspicious right here with this loved. With this loved. I'm getting kind of suspicious. Read verse 7 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. The Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, but you were the fewest of all people.
That's getting close without calling it out somebody. I mean, we should be getting suspicious. Let's back Mother, in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1, 8, and 9. Let's see, can we start finding out a little bit more? Brother Makai, read that 3:16 again. And keep that on the table a little bit. John 3:16. Read it again, Brother Micaiah. And Mother E had me 1 Kings 10, 1, verse 8 and 9 waiting on me.
1 Kings?
Yeah, after Brother Micaiah read St. John 3:16.
Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16 read. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Uh-huh. So he loved the world. That's real nice, real nice. He loved the world. The wisdom of Solomon, he loved the world. Hold that point there, Mother E. He said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, Seer, but he loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. Wisdom of Solomon 18:24 says what? I hope you 6 anointed camps are taking notes on this now, but I'm going to tell you something. This amuse you because you're going to be on the clock. You know, and the reason the Seer have two handkerchiefs today, because I see the 6 anointed camps don't have no good reports of them taking nothing down as we speak. So, you know, I just hope you just ain't just taking notes, because I'm telling you, I'm supposed to hear some reports about, you know, some deliverance. So now he loved the world, and now Solomon is the wisest man in the world. So now listen, we're going to give you all the admonitions, but it's up to you to have the spirit of Yahweh on you when this come up. A lot of day saints are WCC, the Catholic Church out of New York, they're going to drop this on you, and then you have some brothers that that's Christians going to drop some on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mormon Judaism. Is you going to be able to let them go there and then get busy on them? Wisdom of Solomon 18:24. Who got that? Bring it.
Wisdom of Solomon.
18:24.
No. Thank you. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 24. 24 reads. Unto these the destroyer gave place and was afraid of them. For it was enough that they only tasted of the wrath.
That's all I can get out of Wisdom of Solomon 18:24. I can't get no more out of that.
Oh, you know what? That was 25. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 24. 24 reads, for in the long garment was the whole world, and in the four rows of the stones was the glory of the Father's grave, and your majesty upon the denim of his head.
Did you hear that? He was the man said. Oh, my goodness. He was the man just got through what he said. Read that again. Wisdom of Solomon 18:24. I mean, listen, you know, sooner or later, Seer and I could have two handkerchiefs to wipe his eyes, but he was going to run back and hear good reports everywhere. Look what it said, Wisdom of Solomon 18:24. What did it say?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 24. 24 reads, for in the long garment was the whole world. And in the four rows of the stones was the glory of the Father's grave, and your majesty upon the denim of his head.
The man got all these key words, you know, and we gotta stop looking like deers in the headlights of 18 wheelers. Here's the man just said. The man just told you something big time, team, verse 24, but I just didn't get the impact of the good reading on it. He explained to you about that right there, about the, what kind of world again, 18:24?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 24. 24 reads, for in the long garment was the whole world. And in the four rows of the stones was the glory of the Father's graven, and your majesty upon the denim of his head.
What is Solomon talking about? Back up to Exodus 28:36-38. You know, sooner or later, somebody gonna make the old seer happy and deliver that knockout blow. You the man saying, now we can find what he's talking about in 18:24. He pulled that verse. He pulled that from Exodus 28:36-38. He pulled that. He said the whole world is in the engraving. So what are you talking about? He left only one that can break this code is the six anointed camps of boys of to his life, the golden slipper. He left all this information there for you. But that's why we know that who supposed to deliver the knockout blow in the days now is the six anointed camps of boys over to his life. We can get you to the water, but you got to drink it now. You got to drink it now. Exodus 28:36-38. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 28, verses 36 down to 38. 36 reads, and you shall make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, righteousness to Yahuwah. Verse 37, and you shall put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. Upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. Verse 38, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron may bear the sin of the righteous thing, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their righteous gifts. And it shall be always.
Ain't that something? Here's the man is saying. You hear the COVID book read on tape number 141. Remember the teaching of the, we're teaching a lesson called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries. Everything a mystery until we break it down. Everything will be a mystery. That's why this series 141 tapes and probably 141 more to go. Because everything a mystery. You jump out here now, you find out who's is now. Now Moses of Israel. Go to Isaiah 45:17 and just finish and double out the part. See, sooner or later, they're going to recognize the assignment. That's why I tell you, listen on the camp, get in order. Yahweh, I got a double for you, but you won't get in order. You're fumbling around with everything. You're doing more talking and no scripture reading. Isaiah 45:17, bring it, mother, D of Israel.
Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
So what word did he love?
Israel.
Mother D of Israel. Come on back, Mother E. Come on back to First King. So what world did he love, Mother? Come on back to 10:1-9 again. So you see how you can crack your code? This ain't no mystery to the six anointed camps about John 3:16. He loved the world. The world that he loved, Mother getting ready to drop it on you now. By the eyewitness. 1 Kings 10:1-9. What
does it say, Mother E? 1 Kings 10:1-8-9. Verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him to a hard question. Verse 8. Happy are they, happy are you men, happy are these, thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Verse 9, blessed be the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delights in thee to set be on the throne of Israel, because the Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore made he the king to do judgment and justice.
Hey, Mother, who do Yahweh love forever?
Israel.
So what world do Yahweh love?
What world do Yahweh love? The world of Israel.
Come on, Mother dear Israel. Come on, Mother dear Israel. Bring it out again.
Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
So what world do Yahweh love?
Israel without end.
Say it again, Mother dear Israel.
The world of Israel. Israel.
St. John 18:20, Mother dear of Israel. Mother, he held me 2 Chronicles 9:1-8 waiting on me. Let's see what Yahweh the Son says in St. John 18:20.
St. John 18:20. Yahweh the Son answered him, I spake openly to the world. I even taught in the temple, and in the temple whether Yahdah Judah always resort. And secret have I said nothing.
Yeah, the man said, so what world did he do his kicking in off of the of Israel?
Yahdah Judah.
You see that? That's what he done in teaching that. That's what world he done. He said, I spoke open to the world of Yahdah Judah. That's who the world he taught open to. We're then 18, verse 20. Back of the Isaiah 4:3, 3 and 4. Mother D of Israel, what it say?
Isaiah 43:3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 3 and 4. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia, and Seder for thee. Verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life.
Ain't that something? So you see, you jump down at 3:16. That's the biggest trap. That's like falling in Lake Michigan, messing around with Sister Northern Camp. That ain't no but a trap but make you, if you fall in, if you just fall in Lake Michigan, you're going to fall. I don't care how you turn in it. You don't bring Tim up to break down no John 3:16. It's just like you trying to escape falling in Lake Michigan. You can't escape if you get falling in there. Ain't no way in the world you're going to fall in there. That's what's fixing on the cat. Hey, Mother E, what you got in 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1, 7, 8? What you got, Mother E?
2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1, 7, and 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Yahdah Judah with a very great companion. And camels that bear spices and gold and abundance and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her mind. Verse 8.
Verse 8 and 9.
Okay, I got 7. Verse 8. Blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delight in thee, to set thee on his throne, to be king for thee. Yahweh, your Yahweh, because thy Yahweh loved Israel to establish them for heaven. Therefore may he be king over them to do judgment and justice. Verse 9. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a spice great abundance and precious stones. Neither were there any such spies as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon.
See that? So who did the eyewitness say Yahweh loved forever, that mother in that verse 8 and that verse number, that verse 8? Who did the eyewitness say that the Yahweh of heaven love who for how long?
Okay, wait a minute. Yahweh of heaven love who? Okay.
He loved who for how long?
Come on,
Jeff. Jump up in there. I was somewhere else.
Jump up in there, young lion. He loved who forever that we can read.
You love Israel forever.
I can't get nothing out of this class today. This class on tape 141, I can't get my hammer fast enough. So who he loved forever was Israel. That's who he loved forever is Israel. He loved him some Israelites forever. That's who he loved forever. Now, Mother E, I'll tell you what. Let's use both words together in Romans 9:13. We'll bring Mother Z in to address the mass and audience after the elder give his closing statement. I tell you one thing, in Romans 9:13, he give you the opposite of his love that we can read in Romans 9:13, Mother E. Mother E, what it says in 9:13?
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
So there it is right there. That John 3:16 is talking about who, Mother E? Who he loved?
He loved Israel. Huh? He loves
so who
Israel.
He hate? So
he
who he hate?
Esau. He hates Esau.
So you jump in and tell us to bring out the definition of John 3:16. Don't you know it's just like you're trying to escape. If somebody drops you off at Lake Michigan, you're trying to figure out you're not going to touch this wall. Listen, you can't ask us about no John 3:16. John finger on who he love, and he also put the finger on who he hate. He also put the thing on who cursed too. It, all that is in there. So you in the wrong field because you will get your 100-pound of cotton picked by messing with the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. Come out from John 3:16. All right. We bring our elder in and we'll get his closing remarks on tape number 141. We'll bring Mother E in and let Mother E kind of tell us about what the Almighty put on her to address this massive audience. Elder Mr. Taylor, you're on the clock on tape 141. The world is listening. Come on.
Yeah, I'll be with you, Brother Seal, and thank you for inviting me back into tonight's broadcast. And I was just sitting there getting a lot of this word received myself. It just proves the point of listening of reading and understanding the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verses 35 and 36. And 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. And this is what we try to do, because when you have a teacher that teaches the word, you have to remember that a teacher doesn't learn from his students. Because he's given wise counsel, he gains even more knowledge and more experience by teaching. Also, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And actually, I've said many times, this shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we have to be aware, we came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics in the King James Bible. And always, first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This information you came to seek and have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, Friday of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 until the members decide to leave. We also have a website address. That address is tribeyadav.com. After click enter, just under big line, you will see some choices. One of them will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you tender to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember, if Yahuwah loves, it shall forgive it. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You find this is done to keep this ministry bringing, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Check that calendar while there. We'll help keep you and the family and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, find the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We even have a few email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. This is also for writing questions or subjects of biblical-related topics. We even have a few numbers you also can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is 319-527-6065. That's our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave messages on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will just receive a dial tone, no response. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. One note we'd like to mention. Please do not contact the seer by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can see, he's generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even now the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will just hear a dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and look for the voices of the true Israelites after clicking enter. Choose the program you have late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we'd like to say we're also on Pal Talk. Pal Talk being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions of the subject we discuss will be Elder Mitchell Tibbs, along with the Seer of Israel, right in their shotgun. And if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Blog Talk. Yahweh be with you all. So we may continue to be educated in the word of Yahweh. We will turn our program back over to our Seer of Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Elder, hallelujah, Yahweh on that. That was excellent on your part. Excellent. You done your part. And remember one thing, this unlock is biblical mystery. Everything a mystery. But we hope he properly, now you, all the six anointed camps know how to get in John 3:16 and understand the world he's talking about is the world of Israel. So we're gonna come back to this back on stage to signify Mother Z. And she going to... address this national audience about what we have heard so far. So when you meet Mother Z with a loud voice, you said one of the mothers out of Cap 1. Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be to that seer royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Well, you heard a whole lot of conversation. Now we understand that John 3:16 and we understand the world and all that. So, but we know you got something to address this national audience over 500,000 plus. So what you want to tell them on tape number 141, special edition called Thursday Evening, you on the clock. Come out.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight in Romans chapter 10. Start reading that. At verse, I'm going to read verse 1, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 10. Verse 1, brother, my heart desire and pray to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. And now, verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. In verse 3, for they, being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of the Yahweh. Then I'm going to read, go to verse 10 and read down to verse 21. Verse 10, for with the mind man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessing is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scriptures say, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Yahweh over all is rich unto all that is called, all that call upon him. Verse 13, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a teacher? Verse 15, and how shall they teach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that teach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esau, I read that over again, verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel of Isaiah, saying, Yahweh, who has believed our report? Verse 17. So then, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. Verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yea, truly, they thought that they signed went unto all the earth, and the word unto the end of the world. Verse 19. But I said, did not Israel know first Moses, saying, I will provoke you to jealousy, but by them that are no people, and by a foolish nations, I will anger you. Verse 20. But Isaiah is truly bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Verse 21. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaid people. It's just, you know, explaining to us and telling us about what Yahweh said to Isaiah. And it is just telling us about, you know, how can we believe in him who we have never heard about, and how can we believe except we study and read this word and learn it. And that's what I would just like to leave with the national audience tonight and say, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. And but you did make a profound statement on what all the way you gonna jump down in this book that mother E. See, we gotta study this book, that is true. But it says in the same Romans chapter 10, verse 14. What it say? Hey, Mother E, what it say in verse 14 and 17? Mother E. Romans chapter
10,
verse 14 and
17. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and verse 17. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a speaker? Verse 17. So then, they come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So, read verse number 10, verse 12 again, Mother, you read 10, verse 12 again.
Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Shabbat Judah and the Greek, the 10 northern tribes, for the same Yahweh over all is rich unto all because of him.
Yeah, but for the national order, read the way you see it, because they says, again, read that verse the way you see it again, just the way you see it again.
Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Yahweh over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
You see that? That's the same thing about John 3:16. Saying he loved the world and say no difference between a Jew and a Greek. See, that's what they'll get you at in Christianity. If you don't understand that the difference between a Jew and a Greek, it is a difference between a Jew and a Greek. It is a big difference between the Jew and the Greek. And a Jew and a Greek is not talking about the Jew being the peoples on the land and everybody else being the Greek. See, that's why we have to be able to soundly teach this. No difference between a Jew and a Greek, because a Jew and a Greek is let's get a verse in, Mother, in the closing statement. Let me show you the difference between a Jew and a Greek. There's no difference between a Jew and a Greek. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 8. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 8 there, Mother E. Let's find out something about the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between a Jew and a Greek. So we go on find out something about the Jew and the Greek in Isaiah chapter 8, verse number. Let's even find out something about the Jew and the Greek, 8:14.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a song of summer, and for a rock of offering to both the family of Israel, for a den and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jacob.
No difference between a Jew and a Greek, according to verse 14. Who is a Jew and a Greek, according to verse 14, Mother E? According to verse 14, who is a Jew and a Greek, according to verse 14?
Verse 14, the Greek is Israel, the 10 northern tribes. And the Greeks, the Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom.
So it's no difference between a Jew and a Greek. So Jew in verse 14.
The Jew is Yahweh Judah.
The last word is the Jew. Who is the Jew in the last word of 14?
The last word of 14, Jerusalem polluted for Yahweh Judah.
That is the Jew. Now, who is this Greek in verse 14?
The Greek is Israel.
The family of Israel. So it ain't no difference between a Jew and a Greek. Both of them and all of them is Israelites. So it ain't no difference between a Jew and a Greek. On difference they have today, because one have broke away from the covenant and one have to be brought back into the covenant. So that what it mean by, but Christianity got it as another people, but both of the people are talking about southern and northern kingdom of Israel. That's what he's talking about, is the Jew and the Greek. Matter of fact, Mother E, Let's get one more verse in on that understanding. There's no difference between a Jew and a Greek. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 50. Let's find out again about something, and we'll close out with this, Mother. And Jeremiah 50, let's see if we close out with this Jew and this Greek. Who is this Jew and this Greek in the 50th chapter, verse number 4 and verse 5? Jeremiah 50, verse 4 and 5. Let's see who this Jew and this Greek is that we can read. Verse 4 and 5.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4. In those days and in that time, said the Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yahweh Judah, if their faith citadel, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
Verse 33
reads, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed
according to life science
together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They are focused to let them go. They refuse to let them go.
So what got to happen for them in verse 34, Mother, in a closing statement? So he said the 17 nations don't want to let the Jew and the Greek, which is plutiful of southern kingdom, Yarda, Judah, and northern kingdom, Israel, they refuse to let them go. So what has to happen for them in verse 34, the closing statement?
Verse 34. Their redeeming is strong. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon.
You see that? So now we got to find out how we get back upon him, because he said, listen, I'm different between a Jew and a Greek. On different twin, they got to get their mind on right. Then Yahweh said he'd take care of the rest. So that's different between a Jew and a Greek. Both are members of the Israelite 12 tribes. It's just been taught wrong by Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. All right, Mother E, you dust your part in grand style, so what's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
I just like to say thank you and praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praising Yahweh for the teachers and for each and every one that listened to the class and said to them, hold on, don't give up to the end. Hold on to the end and don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's right. Hold on. Don't give up, because we're here to unlock all the biblical codes of the Bible. And once we unlock it, it's up to you to believe it. That's all. We unlock the biblical codes of the Bible. It's up to you just to, once you see it unfold, believe it. Mother D. F. Israel. In the book of Psalms, chapter 48, 10 through 14, can you help those see out? What can we read in Psalms 48, 10 through 14? Mother, D.F. Israel, come on.
Psalm 48, verses 10 to 12. Psalms.
Well, hold that point. Hold on, before you read that. Just stop off in 14, verse 7, then go to 48, 10 through 14. Write it down. Write it down, Mother D of Israel. Psalm 14, verse 7, then go right on over to 48, 10 through 14. Come on.
Okay. Let me turn. Psalm 14. Psalm 14,
verse 7.
Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Yahdah, when Yahweh bring back the captivity of his people. Israel shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
So you see that? So he sent out to bring the captivity of his people, Israel. See, then, so the salvation of Israel depends on his, they mighty one, getting in order. So what it says in 48, verse 10 through 14 there, mother? 48.
Psalm 48, verses 10 to 14. Verse 10, according to your name, O Yahweh, so is your praises unto the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Verse 11. Let Mount Yahdah Judah rejoice. Let the daughters of Yahdah Judah be glad because of your judgment. Verse 12. Walk about Yahdah Judah and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Verse 13. Mark you well. Hear bulwark with. Consider her palace, that you may tell it to the generation following. 14. For this Yahweh is our Yahweh. Forever and ever, he will be our guide, even unto death.
Oh, yeah? Back up, we say, chose to do what again in verse 13? What do you tell them we got to do in verse 13, mother? What do you say we got to do again?
Mark you well. Here, boy.
Oh, right there. So you said, that's why we keep telling you, y'all got to mark well. See, you got to mark well, because when you hear these things, you're not basically ever heard before, because Yahweh, he has a timeline to give it to you. And once he give it to you, you got to make sure you've been a mark well. Don't be amused and be just reading up some stuff and mark well. Let's get a precept on that, mother. Let's run to Ezekiel 44. Now, we're going to get a precept on mark well. He's going to tell you why he wants you to mark well. And in 44 of Ezekiel, and pick up at verse 5, he will tell you there's a reason why he wants you to mark well. See, I'm trying to tell the 6th anointed Catholic. Listen, y'all got to mark well and study and rehearse the righteous act. So he's trying to tell you, mark well. 44. Verse 5.
Listen to this. Ezekiel 44, yep. verse 5.
Listen good.
And Yahweh said unto me, son of man, mark well, and behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears all that I say unto you concerning all the ordinance of the temple of Yahweh, and all the Torah instruction thereof, and mark well the entering in of the temple with ever going forth of the temple.
You see it? So he tells him to do what? What are you telling him to do, mother?
Mark well.
He tells him to mark well. Now we're saying, mark well. Give me a Psalm 65, verse 1, mother. He said, mark well. He telling you, mark well. Properly, you mark him well. When you mark well, it'll stick with you if you mark well. Just don't be ran back. Going to tell you, you're going to be on the clock. Mark well. 65, verse 1 says what?
Psalm 5:1. Praise wait for thee, O Yahweh of Yahdah, and unto you shall the vows be performed.
You see? Unto you, your vows is performed. You got to mark well. Give me a closing statement, Mother, after you read Psalm 65:1-13. And he's going to tell you something. And Brother Micaiah held me the 39th chapter of Ezekiel 17. And we'll see how much we can get out of that. Mother D.F. Israel, what it says in Psalm 65:1-13. Listen good. He just reading you, if you mark well, he got something to tell you. Psalm 65:1-13.
Praise wait for you, O Yahweh and Yahdah, and unto you shall the vows be performed. Verse 12. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness as the little hill rejoice on every side. 13. The pastures are closed with flocks. The valley also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute. When you said, once you get that corn in you, what will happen to you? What will happen to your immune system?
They shout for joy. They also sing.
You see that? See, we keep telling you. You're trying to stay and hustle yourself and eating all this old food from everything else. Listen, we keep telling you. You're going to shout for joy. Make sure the corn is in every one of your meals. That is a blood purifier from heaven. That corn get your immune system right, and it'll have you do what again, Mother? In a closing statement, what would it make you do?
Shout for joy and sing. Also sing.
That's right. All right, Mother, that was excellent on your part again. All the mothers, that was excellent. Everything's excellent when you do it with you and Yahweh's word. So what's your closing statement behind that, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
Baruch chapter 3, I want to read verse 13 and 35-37. Baruch chapter 3, verse 13. For if thou had walked in the way of Yahweh, thou shouldest have dwelt in peace forever. Verse 35. This is our Yahweh, and there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him. Verse 36. He has found out all the way of knowledge and has given it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. 37. Afterwards did he show himself upon earth and converse with men. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. All right, I gotta preach up a little bit of that, Mother. Brother Micaiah. That sounds too good, now let that get away. Since you're already in Baruch, pick up at verse 4. Baruch 4, and let's see what it says in 1 through 8 there, Brother Micaiah. I got to give me a precept behind that one. Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 8, come on.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1 through 8, verse 1 reads, This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, the Torah instructions that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it,
walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Verse 3, give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to a strange nation. Verse 4, O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5, be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Israel. Verse 6, you were sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath, you were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7, for you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not to Yahweh. Verse 8, you have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that bought you up, and you have grieved Yada Judah and nursed you, that nursed you.
Mm-hmm. Back up and read 3:20. So what we got to do behind that slap in the face, what we got to do in verse 3:27-28?
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 27 and verse 28. Verse 27 reads, those did not Yahweh too, neither gave he the way of knowledge unto them. Verse 28.
What you read?
They were destroyed.
What you read? Hold on. Hey, hold on now, Brother Micaiah. Look at, make that 4:20. I'm looking at 3, but I'm really looking at 4. Make that 4:27-28. Stay in the same chapter we was in, 4:27-28.
Okay, the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27 and verse 28. Verse 27 reads, be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yahweh, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
So he said, now, you just got to seek him 10 times more. Let's see what you did that Yahweh really got a problem with you in Psalm 78. 9 and 10. What did you do to Yahweh in Psalm 78 verse 9 and 10? What happened, young lion?
Look at Psalm chapter 78 verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Verse 10, they kept not the covenant of Yahweh and refused to walk in his Torah instructions.
And what did they do in Psalm 106, verse 34 and 35, then skip down to verse 40? What did they do? He said they had everything to work with, northern kingdom, 10 tribes, but they just don't want to keep Torah instructions. They want to worry about Guadalupe. What does it say in Psalm 106, verse 34, 35, and 40?
Book of Psalms, chapter 106, verse 34 and verse 40. Verse 34 reads, they did not destroy the nation concerning whom Yahweh commanded them. 35, but were mingled among the nations, 17 nations, and learnt their work. Verse 40. Therefore was the wrath of Yahweh kindled against his people, and so much that he abhorred his own inheritance.
And that's why he said he loved some Israelites. But when the Israelites go contrary to the covenant, he hates him some Israelites. So he loved him some Israelites. He don't love you right now, because right now you doing the you're doing the 2 verse 3 of James. He don't love you right now, but you got some 2 verse 3 on you. What it say in James 2:3?
Went to the book of James. That's the 2 verse 3. Book of James. Chapter 2,
Verse 3, read. And you have respect to him that wears the gate clothes. And saying to him,
What kind of clothes?
And gate clothes.
Hey, hold on. Hold on now, young lion. What kind of clothes? We got more respect. What kind of clothes?
Wear the gate clothes.
See, we got more respect for gay clothing. Let me tell you, you got to have your fringes on if you're Israelite, but we want to stay in the gay clothing. You see that? That's why Yahweh ahoy you. You walk around with the gay clothing on. You ain't got no fringes on. You got the gay clothing on. So what that mean? Nehemiah 5:9. So you want to wear the gay clothing. Yahweh ain't got no respect for you wearing no gay clothing. You ain't got no fringes on. That's gay clothing. Matter of fact, hold that point. Let me show you what he's going to tell you about wearing them gay clothing. Let's run to 22, verse number 11 and 13 of Matthew. He said, he's not giving respect for you wearing them gay clothing. Matthew 22, 11 and 13, what it say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 11 and verse 13. Book of Matthew. Chapter 22, verse 11, read. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 12, he said unto him, friend, how camest you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13, then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away. And cast them into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So he said, friend, how you gonna keep coming in with no wedding garment on? You ain't got no friends at all, and you got your mouth gone and no fringes. He said, take him and throw him off into the lake of fire. Matter of fact, and what's gonna be going on in that fire? Matthew 25. Who can help? Let me help those see out. I want 25 verse 30. And he's a friend. Let me see now, give me some 25 verse 30. So what I want is 25 verse 30. 25 verse 30. Come on, give me 30 and 46 in the closing statement. 30 and 46.
The book of Matthew chapter 25 verse 30 and verse 46. 30 reads. Cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Bro, Zephaniah 1 verse 8. Let's read that again and get a closing statement. I need one more. Or what's going to happen? You don't want to wear no fringes. Do you know you're going to end up in the bottom of the lake of fire? That's going to be your destiny. Zephaniah 1:8.
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, and it shall come to pass in the day of Yahuwah's sacrifice, and I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel.
He said, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to burn you in the fire. Keep telling you, North, Six Anointed Camp, those that get in contact with you, if you ain't got no fringes on, the man going to burn you in the fire. Take them great gate clothes off and put some fringes on. Young Lion, closing statement is all yours until 7:30 tomorrow. You on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, to learn the word of the Israel of C. Roy. Thank you, Yahuwah, to be able to teach my wife and children the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders, the mothers, brothers and sisters, the teachers, and all the brothers and sisters in the 6 Anointed Camps.